state of Delaware.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a police station to be located on a certain parcel of land, lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, containing 44 acres more or less. The property is lying on the east side of Patriots Way, which is Sussex County Route 318, approximately 0.3 mile north of at the Avenue of Honour, which is Sussex County Route 86. The 911 address is not available. The tax parcel ID is District 133, Map 7, Parcel 8.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the site plan, we have a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet, we have a copy of the Del Dot service level evaluation response, we have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, we have a copy of the plus comments for the application, and I would note that we've received zero comments. Thank you.
All right, sir, we thank you, and who do we have representing our application today?
Sure, my name is Jonathan Richard with Becker Morgan Group, 309 South Governors Avenue, Dover, Delaware. And I am representing the State of Delaware Office of Management and Budget and Delaware State Police.
All right.
Slide here, kind of give you a project location. This is located on the Stokely campus, which is nearby the Avenue of Honor and Patriots Way. We have Sussex Central High School just to the north and Howard Tiennes School as well. The Stokely campus just north of our conditional use site area, which is shown in the red location there, and the Delaware Veterans Cemetery just south of our particular property itself. The existing Delaware State Police Troop 4 is located on 113, just south on the south end of Georgetown here itself. They're in the old Nanticoke building, looking for a little bit of room of expansion. Therefore, the proposed site has been chosen here on the Stokely campus, which is owned by the State of Delaware itself. There are surrounding facilities owned by the state, as I mentioned before, the schools and the Stokely campus itself. The site here is a very close up, which is approximately about a 44 acre parcel or lease area, so to speak, is what we were considering this, considering it all 830 acres of the parcel is owned by the State of Delaware. So just to the north on this picture, which is to the left, is the Stokely Hospital. Just to the right is the south, which is the Veterans Cemetery and Patriots Way at the bottom itself. This is zoned AR1 Agriculture Reserve. It is currently used for agriculture and unimproved land. Excuse me there. And we're proposing the state police barracks on this particular parcel. Going to the next one here. Oh, went too fast. Sorry. Here we have a color site plan of what this is going to represent. The larger of the orange buildings there is the actual main state police barracks, which is about 46,000 square feet. It is going to house a auditorium for public speaking and training sessions. In addition to this, it will house, as the state police calls, the SBI, State Bureau of Investigation. So there will be, you know, a fingerprinting involved in this particular location. The building to the left on this particular parcel is the maintenance building, so the service of vehicles on the property itself, so the state police don't have to take it to any local shops or anywhere else. They do all the maintenance themselves. There are two other yellow buildings on here, one being the K-9 building, which is located to the rear, which is adjacent to the pond, which is my mouse here moves, which happens to be this area here. And then there is going to be we haven't really fully determined this, but I think it's either going to be a building or pavilion / classroom for a kind of an outdoor classroom for the area, which is located over to the right, which we have identified as a skid pad. This is more of a driver training type of area for the state police itself. So it's more of a, as Mr. Fitzpatrick here, who is with the state police, has mentioned, it's more of a cone avoidance training is really what it is. In addition to that, there will be a impound. Excuse me. That's one way to put it. There is going to be a gravel impound lot to the rear, which is going to be fenced in, which is going to be screened as well from the pond that's in the back, and I'll get to what's at the back of the property here. Going towards the front, there is going to be public parking towards the front. The rear portion of the building is going to be an all fenced-in, secured area for the state police with an opaque barrier, obviously secured with gates so that they have limited accessibility back there. There is going to be stormwater management involved, which is, at this particular time, we believe it's going to be infiltration. Even though it is shown here in blue, it is not going to have any water in the bottom of it, unless it's, you know, when it's raining itself. This is all going to follow the Sussex County, Sussex Conservation District standards and the Denrec standards as well for stormwater management. As you can tell, there's going to be attractive landscaping along this parcel, a certain screening and buffering for the impound yard itself. Along the rear, and which is the top of the page here, is Waples Way, which is a private roadway, which the state of Delaware maintains, the Stokely campus. And then we have Patriots Way along the rear, which is going to be a Del-Dot public access way. We are proposing two entrances. The one to the left is going to be the primary entrance, which is going to be used by public access and the, you know, state police as well. The one to the rear is going to be to the right is going to be a very limited access way that is going to be gate controlled from inside the building itself, with you know, the state police monitoring it inside. That's it that I have for this particular slide. As I mentioned, this is going to be a very public proposed use, the Delaware State Police Troop 4. This is a new police barracks. We will promote the health, safety, and welfare of Sussex County, the residents, and the visitors. The site is an appropriate use with the surrounding buildings, given those the state facilities around there. The centralized access ways to many points in Sussex County. This is going to allow for the relocation of the existing Troop 4 to a larger tract of land that is less than 5 miles from their current facility right now. The construction of a larger, more modern building and facilities for the troop. It also allows for future expansion on the site itself. This facility is a public safety use under the Sussex County Zoning Code and meets the proposes a conditional use that is of public or semi-public character that is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County residents. The proposed use will not have any adverse impact on the neighboring and adjacent properties and will provide an attractive landscaping, fencing, and restrictive areas for the police barracks. At this time, I will answer any questions. If there's something that I cannot answer specific for the operations of this, I do have Brian Fitzpatrick from the Delaware State Police here as well.
All right, sir. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions. Mm-hmm. For you, and we'll start with Mr. Mears.
I don't have any.
Collins?
I have no questions.
Mr. Butler?
Will this facility have access to land Trooper 2?
Well, excuse me?
Will a Trooper 2 be able to land there?
Yes, sir. Brian Fitzpatrick, representing the Delaware State Police. Yes, the large area that is, we're calling the skid pad or driver improvement section, Trooper 2 could land there, and actually that pad is big enough we could put all four birds side by side.
Okay.
And the overhang provides us with a classroom setting for the students that are waiting to go out onto the skid pad.
Excellent.
Thank you.
No further questions.
Okay, great. Staff?
None for me, thank you.
Just not a question, more of a suggestion. I mean, with everything that's out there, you might want to talk to the state about rezoning that whole thing to I-1 institutional,
okay.
You know, because then you don't have to come in each time for conditional uses. Like Mr. Whitehouse and I were talking about, I think there's a greater height limit for I-1, you know, at some point. Just sort of streamlines the process. I mean, this is kind of a unique spot in Sussex County between the school and Stokely Center and you all and the cemetery and mm-hmm. the land in between to just really look at it holistically and rezone the whole thing to I-1. So
okay.
not a criticism or a comment, just an observation that maybe go back to the Office of State Management and Budget and just have them pursue
go back
that.
To me
yeah.
And have that discussion with them.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone else? All right, sir, if you'll take a seat here, Bob, and see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2477, State of Delaware. Is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2477? Good if there was, but there's not. I don't really know how you would do that. But we have to ask the question because it's all part of our procedure, so, and we've done that. Okay, if there are no no further testimony, is there any further questions from the being none, we'll close the public hearing. You're certainly welcome to remain with us the rest of the day to see if you make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you. Next item is